Welcome to the Upper Mentality Podcast. My name is Taylor Staden, and I am the founder and lead consultant of Upper Mentality, where I actively train the minds of athletes from professional right down to youth sport to help them have more consistent high performances. So one question I often get from clients is, how do I score more goals? How do I start taking some more shots on net? Because let's say they're in a scoring drought, you know, for example, scoring slump. And recently, with a few clients who came to me with this question, I asked them, okay, like, in your role on the team, what kind of shots do you often get to take? Or what kind of opportunities do you have to shoot in games? And they'll say, oh, you know, like I say for hockey players, they'll say, oh, I come down the wing and I get a shoot off 1 foot, or I sometimes take one-timers from the dot, and that's about it. Rebounds. And I say, okay, great. I said, and so do you shoot pucks at home? They'll go, yeah. I say, okay, well, what kind of shots do you practice at home? And pretty much always they say, oh, just score to the net in the slot. I'm like, okay, how often do you get actually take a clear, open, unpressured chance from the slot? And they go, never really. I'm like, so why are you just practicing shooting like that? Why not practice the types of shots you're likely to get in your role? Practice the shots that are going to help you score on the opportunities you usually see. Because the way we practice really matters. Because everyone says, oh, practice the way you play. Practice high intensity. Okay, so let's start doing that more often. You know, if you're going to get one-timer opportunities, then practice your one-timers from those spots. If you're going to have to get rebound goals, simulate pressure and practice getting the puck up high or smacking home second chance rebounds, whatever it might be. Because the more alike we can make our practices to the games, the better chance we have at having greater transfer of those practice skills into games. So if you want to start scoring more goals, really reflect on what are your practice habits like? And was there anything that I just talked about now that could help you, who knows, maybe score some more goals? Now, if you or someone you know are tired of getting the same results and are motivated and ready to take your game to the next level, go check us out at uppermentality.ca. The link to my website can be found in the description of the podcast, so no need to scramble for a pen and paper or pause the podcast. Just simply go down into the description and it'll give you a direct link to get to where you need to go.